Officials from the city and county of Honolulu finally have full access to state-owned parks in the Kaka'akomakai neighborhood. Under a recent agreement between the city and the Hawaii Community Development Authority, city police officers and outreach workers can now enter Kaka'ako Waterfront Park, Kaka'ako Gateway Park, and Kiwalo Basin Park. You may remember those parks were temporarily closed last year following damage from a homeless population that numbered almost 300 individuals. The problem stems from an arcane jurisdictional dispute. A state agency owns the land but does not have the personnel or budget to address the homeless situation. The city has a team in place but did not have jurisdictional authority to enter state lands. Now, that all changed last week when officials reached agreement to transfer control of the parks to the city and county of Honolulu. The city conducted its first sweep of the parks last night under the new agreement. Ross Asamora is the director of the city's Department of Facility Maintenance. He told members of the media that the enforcement actions aren't specifically targeting homeless, but are instead meant to enforce park rules on hours and prohibited items.
We're going to begin enforcement after park closure hours, but also, just as a reminder, the City and County of Honolulu Store Property Ordinance, Sidewalk Nuisance Ordinance Enforcement Branch has authority to operate within the area on the streets, sidewalks, and other public areas outside of parks that will constitute any violations of any of the ordinances that we have in effect already. With the execution of the right of entry, that'll be the first time that we're allowed to go into parks to enforce park closure and other City and County of Honolulu parks rules. It's a little bit more organized for our purposes. Under the previous regime, when we had multiple authorities, multiple property owners, we had to do a coordinated enforcement, which at times became difficult to get all the resources in place at the same time. But under one authority, under one set of rules, it makes it far more efficient for us to move through the area. It's a matter of practicality. The parks were developed in the 1990s by the HCDA. The HCDA is not an operating agency per se, but one that's geared toward development and improvements. At the time that the park's constructions and improvements were completed, the transfer never took place. And the HCDA has had some challenges in making sure that the maintenance and operations of the park met all of the budgetary requirements that they were faced with. So it's an opportunity now that we can all come together and find some terms that are agreeable to actually execute the transfer that should have been done many years ago. And it's something that we're all looking forward to.
As of yesterday, approximately 80 homeless individuals were known to be living in the Kaka'akomakai parks. The City Office of Housing's Executive Director, Mark Alexander, said his department was heavily involved in last night's enforcement action.
What we've been doing actually previous to today for the past few weeks, and we'll continue doing this, is doing outreach to those in the impacted areas. This is something that's part of our approach called compassionate disruption. We really believe in getting out there and offering the clients services again and again. And again, we're dealing with clientele that are really well known by our service providers. We're working closely with our state counterparts, with the providers, to make sure people are given every opportunity to accept services, move into shelter. You know, for example, we know last month, in the month of March, for example, that something like 280 people were moved into permanent housing through the intervention of our service providers. We also know that there were several hundred empty shelter beds available. And so we continue to let these clients who are in need know of the services that are available and that are impactful. And we'll continue doing that.
Alexander told us that at the time of the last survey, there were 2 to 3 families living among the 80-person group. Although that is significantly smaller than the camp's peak size, it does not mean that addressing the situation may be any easier.
To be honest, it's a very challenging population that is there. It's one, again, that the service providers know well, and they have been resistant to service offerings in the past. If we get 5 to 10% that accept services or move in the shelter, that's really good.
Officials compared last night's action to the largely successful sweep of the Pearl Harbor bike path last summer. An HCDA-funded contract will pay for overnight security in the parks until June 30, 2019. However, those security guards will only be permitted to inform rule violators of their infraction and report them to the Honolulu Police Department. I'm Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation.